真题示例一。
I need to find a dentist. You said you know Dr. Smith well. Do you recommend her?
Well, I had to see her a few times, but, what impressed me most were the magazines in her waiting room.
What does the woman imply?
真题示例二。
Have you heard about the plane crash yesterday? It caused 120 deaths. I am never at ease when taking a flight.
Though we often hear about air crashes and serious casualties, flying is one of the safest ways to travel.
Question. What do we learn from this conversation?
真题示例三。
I've been studying all the time, but still can't see any improvement in my grades.
Maybe instead of studying in your dorm, you'd better go someplace where there are fewer distractions.
What does the man advise the woman to do?
真题示例四。
Renting a conference room at the hotel will cost us too much. We're already running in the red.
How about using our dining room for the meeting?
What's worrying the woman?
真题示例五。
The biological project is now in trouble. You know, my colleague and I have completely different ideas about how to proceed.
Why don't you compromise? Try to make it a win-win situation for you both.
What does the woman suggest the man do?
真题示例六。
Do you think home video players will replace movie theaters and force them out of the entertainment business?
We're suddenly faced with a grave challenge from the DVD industry. That's why I think we have to revolutionize our concept of movie showing. As I see it, the movie theater should not just be a place to watch a film, but a place to meet people.
What does the woman think of the movie theater?
真题示例七。
Excuse me, but could you tell me how to get to the Friendship Hotel? I thought it was on this corner, but I seem to have made a mistake.
I'm sorry, but I'm a stranger here myself. Maybe you can try calling them. There is a phone over there, outside the department store.
What does the woman mean?
真题示例八。
Mr. Smith, our history professor, announced that we'll be doing two papers and three exams this semester. I wonder how I'm going to pull through when two other courses have similar requirements.
Well, can't you drop one course and pick it up next semester?
What does the woman suggest the man do?
真题示例九。
These mosquito bites are killing me. I can't help scratching.
Next time you go camping, take some precaution, say wearing long sleeves.
Why does the man suggest the woman wear long sleeves?
真题示例十。
I hope I won't oversleep. I've simply got to catch the first flight to New York.
If I were you, I'd request the wake-up call from the hotel reception. Question. What does the woman advise the man to do?
真题示例十一。
Mary, could you please tell Thomas to contact me? I was hoping he'd be able to help out with the freshman orientation program next week.
I would certainly tell him if I saw him, but I haven't seen him around for quite a few days.
What does the woman mean?
真题示例十二。
I wonder whether it would be possible to change this double room for two single rooms.
Sorry, sir. All the single rooms are occupied. But if you like, I can check with Imperial Hotel to see if they have any.
Question. What's the woman going to do for the man?
真题示例十三。
I've noticed that you get letters from Canada from time to time. Would you mind saving the stamps for me? My sister collects them.
My roommate already asked for them. Question. What does the woman imply?
真题示例十四。
How does Nancy like the new dress she bought in Rome?
She said she would never have bought an Italian-style dress if she had known Mary had already got such a dress.
What do we learn from the conversation?
真题示例十五。
Thank you for your helpful assistance. Otherwise, I'd surely have missed it. The place is so out of the way.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Goodbye.
Why does the man thank the woman?
真题示例十六。
Your son certainly shows a lot of enthusiasm on the tennis court.
I only wish he'd show as much for his studies.
What does the woman imply about her son?
真题示例十七。
I think the hostess really went out of her way to make the party a success.
Yes, the food and drinks were great, but if only we had known a few of the other guests.
What did the two speakers say about the party?
真题示例十八。
I thought you were going to call me last night about the plans for the conference on language teaching.
Sorry, I should have, but Tom and Jane stopped by and stayed until midnight.
What do we learn from the conversation?
I'm sorry I missed the football game, but I had a terrible cold.
You didn't miss anything. We couldn't have played worse.
Question. What does the woman imply?
Oh boy, I don't understand how you got a ticket today. I always thought you were slow even driving on a less crowded fast lane.
I'm usually careful, but this time I thought I could get through the intersection before the light turned.
What do we learn about the man?
Jimmy is going on a journey tomorrow. Shall we have a farewell dinner tonight?
Do you think it's necessary? You know, he'll be away just for a few days.
What does the woman mean?
Morning, Jack. Late again? What's the excuse this time?
I'm awfully sorry. I must have turned the alarm off and gone back to sleep again.
What do we learn from the conversation?
Next, shouldn't we get a telephone installed in the hall?
Fixing the shower pipe is far more important.
Question. What do we learn from the conversation?
Jean really lost her temper in Dr. Brown's class this morning.
Oh, did she? But I think her frankness is really something to be appreciated.
What does the woman mean?
Shall we go to John's housewarming party this weekend? Everyone is invited.
Well, you know what John's parties are like. Do you think I will go again?
What can be inferred from the conversation?
You've been hanging on to the phone for quite a while. Who were you talking with?
Oh, it was Sally. You know, she always has the latest news in town and can't wait to talk it over with me.
What do we learn about Sally from the conversation?
Lots of people enjoy dancing. Do you?
Believe it or not, that's the last thing I'd ever want to do.
What does the man mean?
I don't think we should tell Tom about the surprise birthday party for Lucy.
It's all right. He promised not to tell, and he does not make promises lightly. Question. What does the man mean?
I don't know how you can eat so much, yet never put on any weight, son. Your father's got the same luck. I can't take a bite without calculating how many calories I'm taking.
But remember Aunt Louise, Mom? She ate a lot and never gained a pound.
Who is worried about gaining weight?
Your dog certainly seems to know you are his master. Did you have to punish him very often when you trained him?
I found it's much better to praise him when he obeys and not to be so fussy when he makes mistakes.
What does the man say about training dogs?
Oh, Dick, you're wearing a black jacket, but yellow trousers. It's the strangest combination I've ever seen.
I know. I got up late and dressed in a hurry. I didn't realize my mistake until I entered the office.
What does the woman think of the way Dick's dressed?
Professor Stevenson, as an economist, how do you look upon the surging Chinese economy? Does it constitute a threat to the rest of the world?
I believe China's economic success should be seen more as an opportunity than a threat. Those who look upon it as a threat overlook the benefits of China's growth to the world economy. They also lack understanding of elementary economics.
What does Professor Stevenson think of China's economy?
I can't bear the air pollution in this city anymore. It's getting worse and worse.
You said it. We've never had so many factories before.
What does the man mean?
How many students passed the final physics exam in your class?
40. But still, as many as 20% of the class failed. Quite disappointing, isn't it?
What does the woman think of the exam?
真题示例35
I must point out that trials of new medicine are expensive, and you can never guarantee success.
But there is a very good chance in this case. I do hope you will go ahead in view of the potential benefit to mankind.
What are the two speakers talking about?
It's awfully dark for 4 o'clock. Do you think it's going to rain?
You'd better do something about that watch of yours. It must have stopped hours ago. Mine says 7.
What conclusion can we draw from this conversation?
Friday speaker is supposed to be wonderful. Are you going to attend the seminar that day?
Yes, but I haven't been able to get the ticket yet. Since the lecture is open to the public, I imagine that the tickets may have already been sold out.
Question: Why is the man afraid he won't be able to attend the seminar?